From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. With the debate between the top 10 Republican presidential candidates 1 hour away, those who did not qualify are taking shots at the GOP frontrunner, billionaire real estate businessman Donald Trump. The lowest rating candidates squared off tonight in Cleveland, Ohio, where former Texas Governor Rick Perry unfavorably compared Trump's tough talk on immigration to his own record. And former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina said Trump's shifting positions on issues make him untrustworthy. Also at the warm-up event, former governors George Pataki and Jim Gilmore, current governor of Louisiana Bobby Jindal, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. The primetime event, starting in about 1 hour, is to be headlined by Trump, former governors Jeb Bush of Florida and Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, as well as three current governors, Scott Walker, Chris Christie, and John Kasich, with U.S. Senators Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz, and retired surgeon Ben Carson. A new Islamic State affiliate has claimed responsibility for today's killing of 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State says it carried out the attack. 12 of the killed were trainees with the country's Special Weapons and Tactics Unit, while three others were workers at the compound. 7 other people were injured. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution that aims to identify those who carried out chemical weapon attacks in Syria. Kerry made the announcement Thursday in Kuala Lumpur shortly after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian regional summit. The resolution could be voted on this week and would create a panel to investigate who's responsible for those chemical weapon attacks. This is VOA News. Egypt has opened a major expansion of the Suez Canal that President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi bills as an historic achievement needed to boost the country's ailing economy after years of unrest. Heather Murdoch is in Cairo.
The new canal is actually a major expansion of the old canal, one of the world's most important shipping lanes. The government hopes the new canal will more than double the waterway's income over the next decade by making it faster and cheaper to travel through. The project cost $8 billion, and the government says it was funded entirely by investment built by more than 40,000 workers. And although it was expected to take 3 years, they finished the project in just 1 year.
VOA's Heather Murdoch reporting from Cairo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called directly on China on Thursday to stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea and halt construction efforts on disputed lands. During a regional forum of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia this week, diplomats again struggled to agree on a joint statement on the territorial dispute. Kerry called it essential to maintain freedoms in the region.
I reiterated America's strong support for freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful uses of the sea. These rights, I would remind everybody, are universal rights, and they must be respected by every nation, large and small.
Kerry urged the countries to commit to stop the construction and militarization of features in the region in order to lower tensions. Malaysia's transport minister says additional airplane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing from the missing Malaysian jetliner was recovered last week. The minister says the newly found parts include seat cushions, window panes, and other debris, but while he concluded the items are plane debris, he could not state definitively that they belong to Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. You'll recall earlier that the Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed that part that was found on the island beach last week was part of the missing Boeing 777, which disappeared 17 months ago without a trace. Experts in Egypt, where the part was taken for analysis, have not been ready to conclude for sure that that was part of the vanished plane. Myanmar's president is calling for evacuation of low-lying areas in the country's Irrawaddy Delta region as rivers reach high levels and threaten to breach embankments. About 6.2 million people, that is 12% of Myanmar's population, live in the region. The widespread floods were triggered last week by heavy monsoon rains that have killed 81 people, according to the Ministry of Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement. The U.S. has announced an aid package to assist flood victims in Myanmar in recovering from these devastating floods. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.